Well, let's turn now to New Hampshire, because everyone else is. Hillary Clinton is in the state today and tomorrow. And over the weekend, some 19 Republican candidates and prospective candidates were there as well for the unofficial kickoff of the 2016 presidential campaign. Domenico Montanaro is NPR's politics editor in Washington. Domenico, quite the weekend. Remind us why the Republicans were there.
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. But the First in the Nation summit was in New Hampshire this weekend, and you had, as you say, 19 Republican candidates or potential candidates there over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's a key early state. There are a lot of Republicans needing to find their way. And you know, they were out over the weekend in droves at this cattle call and trying to impress some of the audience members.
This was their leadership summit. You had Scott Walker, Lindsey Graham, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, Chris Christie. Let's listen.
I love the state. I've spent a lot of time, as you know, here in 11 and 12 for Governor Romney and then in 14. So it's easy to be back.
Yeah, but you know, Domenico, just in his mentioning those years, it might remind people that Chris Christie was all the rage at one time. To borrow a phrase from our Boston Marathon today, have others in the pack passed him? And did anyone really pull away this weekend?
Yeah, Chris Christie has definitely fallen off, and there's no question about that. And he's lags behind in the polls. He's not only dealt with some issues in his state, but he's dealt with something that I think some of us observers have seen for a while, which is his negative poll ratings among Republicans. I mean, he's a net negative. More people view him negatively than positively in every section of the country except Republicans in the Northeast. It's really, you know, an amazing thing, and that's difficult to really overcome. As far as whether or not people have passed him by, I think most people think that the state is fairly tailor-made for Jeb Bush. Scott Walker, though, has come up in the polls there as well, and he could, you know, make a run for it as well. Yeah. But when you look at Jeb Bush, it's funny, you know, it's never been a state that has been very kind to the Bushes. You know, they sent a message, quote unquote, to George H.W. Bush in 92 when he won by a smaller margin over Pat Buchanan than expected. He said he'd understood the message of dissatisfaction. And then Jeb's brother, George W., in 2000 won Iowa but didn't win New Hampshire. So, you know, Jeb said, look, I understand it's not going to be a coronation. You know, and as one audience member was quizzing him over, he said there are 95 other people who are running for this thing, so I don't think I'm scaring anyone off.
Well, let's take a look at Hillary Clinton, also in New Hampshire, but dealing with new issues from including allegations from a new book, Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped Make Bill and Hillary Rich. If you could just briefly tell us what this is about.
Well, this is a conservative author who's come out with this book, and one of the allegations centers on Clinton's switching positions on the Colombia free trade deal, which someone with lots of connections to Colombia oil interests and business interests had given millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. And then Clinton changed her position in 2010 that she was in favor of the free trade deal. Now, it may not be as simple as that, because when you look at President Obama's position, she was a member of his administration enacting what he wanted done. But it is pretty striking when you go back to 2008 how strongly against the Colombia deal Hillary Clinton was when her husband at the time was strongly in favor of it. She said, I oppose the deal and will do everything I can to urge Congress to reject it. And then, you know, she switched positions and said that there would be a very intensive effort to try to obtain the votes to finalize the deal. Yeah. You know, everything with the Clintons when it comes to money is always going to be kind of murky. And I think that there hasn't been any evidence that there was a quo for the quid, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But I think that there are going to be these kinds of allegations come up over and over and over again when you have millions of dollars, the Clintons, and a very early campaign for who's supposed to be the Democratic frontrunner right now.
Well, meanwhile, over the weekend, we heard from former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, and former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, both saying that, you know, they're strongly considering running, so she may not be alone in this foot race much longer. We'll keep an eye on that over the course of the week. Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor, just sort of dipping his toe in the presidential race in full swim in New Hampshire. Domenico, thank you.
Thank you very much.